The peace of the Lord be with you. A very warm welcome to our Sunday service, this fourth Sunday of Advent. And I will hand you straight over to Charlotte, who's leading us in worship this morning. Thank you, Charlotte.
It's great to be together today. We're going to start our time of worship by singing our Advent song, Coming Back to the Heart of Christmas. So please feel free to remain seated as we sing this chorus. And then Jean, I think, and Teddy and Lizzie are going to come and light the Advent candles for us.
At the heart of Christmas is Jesus, who came to heal broken hearts. At the heart of Christmas is Jesus, who came to open hearts. At the heart of Christmas is Jesus, who came to change hearts. At the heart of Christmas is Jesus, who came to engage hearts.
Thank you. Okay, so we're going to start this morning by singing a song, and it's one that a few of you might know, and if you want, you can come and help me with the actions. We did it at Messy Christingle yesterday. Do you want to come up? Feel free. It's Hear the Bells Ringing, and if you'd all like to follow along with them too, that would be lovely. Feel free to stand if you'd like to, and let's sing together. Hear the Bells Ringing.
Shame if you
lead that song. So, we're going to spend some time praying. Because we're celebrating Christmas, that's why we're here. It's the fourth Sunday of Advent, we're thinking about Christmas. It's a celebration, it's good news. So we're going to start this morning by saying some thank you prayers. And we're going to think about things that we want to say thank you for, things that are a celebration, things that are good news in our life that we want to say thank you to God for. And after each thing, we're all going to say together, it's good news. So can you all try that, really? It's good news. Brilliant. So what is our first piece of good news today? What would we like to say thank you for? For love. Yes, for love. It's good news. Brilliant, yes. For friends, yes. It's good news. Yeah. For family. It's good news. Oh, yes, for being able to visit family. Jess is off to Australia to finally see hers in January. It's good news. Brilliant. Anybody else?
We're here.
It's good news. Yes. Anything else? Oh, sorry? For warm homes. Yes, it's good news.
Running water.
A few of us have had that problem this week. Running water. It's good news. Anything else? I'm sure we can all think of lots of things that we are thankful for and that are good news in our lives. So let's hold on to those. And now we're going to say sorry. Because we don't always get it right. We don't always make the right choices. And it's really important that when we realise that, that we make sure that we say sorry. So, we're not going to be sharing these out loud, do not worry. We are just going to think about these in our heads for a moment. And we're just going to say sorry to God for anything that we might need to. What might we need to say sorry for? Just think about that in your head for a moment. So God, we're sorry for the times that we don't always get it right. Please forgive us. And you know, when we say sorry and we really mean it, God forgives us. And now we're just going to think about the world. Is there anywhere in the world where we would like God's light to shine? So places in Africa, we'd like God's light to shine in Africa. Yes, definitely.
Because it's boiling hot.
Yes, they suffer a lot from, they get a lot of famines, don't they? So they don't have a lot of water. So we would like God's light to shine in places in Africa. Brilliant. Yes.
In Tasmania. Because of the children that just died in the incident where the bouncy castle took off.
Yeah, the incident with the bouncy castle, yes. Let's pray that God's light will shine in Tasmania. Oh, sorry?
Afghanistan,
yes. Let's pray that God's light will shine in Afghanistan. On earth, yes. Let's pray, that's really true. Let's pray that God's light would shine all over the earth. That's what we really want, isn't it? Brilliant. Sorry? Yeah, for John Miller. Let's pray that God's light shines on John Miller. Sorry. Oh, yeah. For the children and the friends and family of the children who died in the fire. Yeah, let's pray that God's light shines on them. Sorry, I'm really struggling with my hearing. Oh, yes. On all those who are grieving at the moment, and especially think of our friend Chris Hyde and her family, let's pray that God's light shines on them.
There's a typhoon in the Philippines.
on the Philippines because there's been a typhoon. Yeah, let's pray that God's light shines in the Philippines. Yeah. Yeah. So let's pray that God's light shines on Margaret and John Hart and the family in Dubai and on Palestine as well. So let's just pray. Loving God, we thank you for all the good things that we have to celebrate, for all the good news that we've thought about today. We thank you that you love us and forgive us when we don't make the right decision. And Lord, we thank you that you hear all our prayers. And we just pray that you would be in all the places and with all the people that we've shared out loud and that maybe we're thinking about in our hearts. Would you just shine your light into all those situations? And shall we finish with a big roly-poly amen? Ready? Let's send all of these prayers up to God. Ready? Amen! Great. Okay. So, fourth Sunday of Advent. I thought it might be good if we had a bit of a recap. So we're going to remind ourselves now of the last few weeks and where we are up to in the Christmas story. And you might have noticed a few little costumes happening over here. And I might be calling on a few of you because I need some help to tell this story. Okay, so are you all sitting comfortably? Are we ready? Right, here we go. So, God's people were heartbroken. They had been scattered and were far apart. They didn't have a land of their own and they didn't have a king who looked after them. But God had promised them that he would send a rescuing king. God loved them and he wasn't going to give up on them. So here, God's people are. They're waiting for this rescuer, this new king. They are waiting for the Messiah. And they waited. And they waited. And they waited. And they waited and waited and waited and waited and waited until an angel. So Isla, do you want to come up? An angel. You can stand right in the centre for me. There we go. You can go up on here if you like. Came to visit Mary. Oh, wait. If you just come right close to the mic, you can speak right into it, as close as you can.
Mary was an ordinary girl who was going to marry a man named Joseph. Mary, said the angel, God has chosen you to have a baby who will change the world. He is God's son. Mary was surprised, but she loved God and trusted him. Mary opened her heart to God and said, yes.
Thank you. So Mary opened her heart to God and said yes to having God's son. Now, when Mary told Joseph, would anybody like to be Joseph for me? Oh, would you like to be Joseph? Brilliant. Joseph, if you can come and stand next to Mary. Brilliant. When Mary told Joseph about the baby, he wasn't sure whether he should still marry her. But an angel, that's you again. Brilliant. An angel spoke to Joseph in a dream. It's true, the angel said. Mary is having a special baby, God's son. You must call him Jesus. Now when Joseph woke up, he knew he should marry Mary. And he opened his heart to God and said, yes. So angel, you can just come and stand over here for a minute if you want. Brilliant. Because what happened next in the story, just before the baby was born, Mary and Joseph had to go on a long journey. You can walk around the church if you like. A very, very long journey. All the way, can anyone tell me where they had to go to?
Bethlehem!
To Bethlehem, yes! They had to go on a very, very, very long journey all the way
to Bethlehem.
Here is Bethlehem. You're just going to pretend this is Bethlehem. There we go. because everyone had been told to go back to their hometown to be counted. And this is where Joseph is from. So off they went. They've gone on their long journey. But when they got to Bethlehem, it was full of people. And do you think they could find anywhere to stay? No. They couldn't find anywhere to stay. So eventually, a kind innkeeper said they could stay in their stable. Isn't that nice? So, this is the stable. So you can sit on the step if you like. They're in the stable. And it was there that this special baby was born. And they placed him in a manger and they called him
Jesus.
Yes, they called him Jesus. Now, on a hill outside Bethlehem were some shepherds. Would anyone like to be a shepherd? And you don't have to be... Oh, brilliant, you can be a shepherd. Adults, you can get involved too. I'm not going to stop you. We need a few shepherds. Would anyone else like to come and be a shepherd? There we go. Just pop this on your head. There we go. Brilliant. There we go. Our shepherds. Brilliant shepherds. So there were some shepherds looking after their sheep. Can everyone make a noise like a sheep? Brilliant. Now, the shepherds, they were poor. They were dirty. And nobody thought they were very important. But they were who God wanted to tell first about the birth of Jesus. Because everyone is important to God. So now we need some angels. Yeah, come on up. Come on up. Brilliant. Here are our angels.
Angels appeared. The sky was full of them. They had important news. A baby has been born. He is God's son. He will bring great joy to the world. God is great and wonderful. And then the angels went back to heaven. The shepherds were shocked, but they knew what to do. Leaving their sheep, they ran as fast as they could to find the baby.
So run as fast as you can, shepherds, to find the baby. Sorry, Helen. Brilliant. And when the shepherds saw baby Jesus, their hearts were changed. And they rushed. You don't have to do this bit. You can, yeah. They rushed to tell everyone what had happened and what the angels had told them. Okay. Brilliant. You can go and take your seats for a minute if you like. Keep your headdresses because I'm going to call you up again in a bit. But that is where we got to in the Christmas story. That is where we got to in our theme, wasn't it? Brilliant. And we're going to hear what happens next in a little while. But first, we're going to sing a song. So we're going to sing a carol. If you'd like shakers, we have some, because this is quite a fun one. Yeah. Make as much noise as you like. There we go. And the rest of you might want to stand on your feet, get up on your feet for this one. You might want to have a little bit of a move because we're going to sing See Him Lying on a Bed of Straw.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, if you can pop your shakers back there, we'll get them out again later, don't worry. And we're now going to hear the next bit of the story, and Christine is going to come and read for us. So, are we ready? Let's hear the next bit of the Christmas story.
This reading is Matthew 2, verses 1 to 12. The Magi visits the Messiah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied. "For this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star had been seen when it rose, went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Thanks be to God for the reading of his word.
Thank you, Christine. So the kings. Do we have anybody who's like, "Oh, we've got one. We need a few more. Would anyone else like to be a king?" "Oh, you want to be a king? Brilliant. There we go. Anyone else?" Brilliant. And would anybody like to be the star? We might need somebody different because I'm going to call you back up in a minute. Would anyone like to be the star? Oh, thank you, Jeff. Brilliant. Hold it as high as you can. Thank you. Brilliant. So the kings, that is the next part of the story. The kings and the star. Now the kings, or you might have heard them be called wise men or magi. Oh, I'm just going to take this off while I'm over here. Sorry. They were foreigners from another land. And they followed the star to find Jesus, the new king, like we heard in our Bible reading. And they travelled thousands of miles to see Jesus. And when they finally found him, as we heard, they were full of joy. They worshipped him and they gave him gifts. And the kings are the first example of the good news of Jesus being for those outside of the people of Israel. They show that the good news is for everyone. All over the world. They saw the star and they knew they had to find Jesus. They came to visit this newborn king and they went away to tell others all they had seen and experienced. From the moment they saw that star and then when they saw Jesus, their hearts were engaged in a mission to spread the good news, to make Jesus the Saviour of the world known to the world, to bring about God's kingdom. And just like the kings, God asks us to engage our hearts in this mission too. Like the kings were guided by the star, if we let ourselves be guided by God, be guided by Jesus in all that we do, and in all that we think, and in all that we say, we can help make a difference, to change the world around us, to spread the good news, to make Jesus, the Saviour of the world, known to the world. We can help to bring about God's kingdom. So let's engage our hearts in God's mission, not just this Christmas, but every day of the year. Just like the kings found Jesus, let us find Jesus. Let us be filled with joy because of Jesus. And then let us share that with the world. Amen. Now you can keep your crowns on because I am going to get everybody back up at the end. You can leave the star here if you'd like, Jess. But if you want to take your seats, the shepherds will come back. It's okay, we can find another shepherd if you prefer to be a king. That's absolutely fine. I don't know about you, but isn't that, when you listen to that story, it's such good news. Jesus, the Saviour of the world. God loved us that much that he sent Jesus for us. The kings knew it. They travelled all of that distance to come and worship this new baby king, this rescuing king. The angels knew it. They came and told everybody. They shared the good news. They praised God. They worshipped him before they went back to heaven. The shepherds knew it. They ran to find Jesus. And then they went and told everybody because they couldn't keep it to themselves. It's a celebration. That's why we are here today, to worship Jesus, to remember that he came for us at Christmas, to celebrate that he was born. And we're going to sing again now because we're going to sing about celebration. And we're going to sing Come and Join the Celebration, because actually this isn't just a celebration for the kings and the shepherds and the angels and for Mary and Joseph and for the people back then. It's a celebration for us too today. So please feel free to stand and sing. booth. Can you pop them back in? Brilliant. Thank you. Brilliant. Thank you very much. I do love that song. I don't know about you. There we go. Okay, I'm going to invite now. We're going to spend some time praying, and we're going to think about the people who featured in the Christmas story, and we're going to use them to help us to pray. So, I'm going to invite you to come up one by one. So, Mary, could you come and sit here in the centre for me? Brilliant. So, there's Mary. And with Mary, let's just for a minute think of all of those who look after us. And think about those people who look after us. So our family, our friends, doctors and nurses, firemen, the police force. Let's just think of all of those who look after us. And let's say thank you, God, for all of those people who care for us and look after us. Great. So Mary, if you want to sit there for me, sit in the centre. Yeah, brilliant. And then Joseph, if you want to sit next to Mary. So we now have Joseph. And with Joseph, let's think of all of those who have to make difficult decisions. All those who have to make difficult decisions. So let's think of world leaders. Let's think of politicians, our government. Let's think about church leaders. And anyone else who needs to make difficult decisions. God, please help all of those who have to make tough and hard and difficult decisions. Now in the Christmas story we hear about some animals, don't we? You all made the noise earlier for me, we were sheep. Yeah. So let's think about the world that God has created. Let's think about animals, like sheep. Let's think about all the beautiful plants, about the sea, about mountains, about rivers, deserts, the Arctic, that beautiful world that God has created. And let's think about all the beautiful and wonderful people that God has created too. All those we know and all those we don't. Thank you, God, for the amazing world that you have made. And now, do we have any shepherds around? Brilliant, we have a shepherd. You can be a shepherd if you want, you can swap. There's another headdress here if you want. Brilliant. Can you sit, if I'm going to make the scenes, if you guys sit in the middle for me, and then if we have the shepherds over here, brilliant, thank you. There we go. Helen. There we go. So the shepherds. And with the shepherds, let's think about all those people who are ignored. Those who aren't treated fairly. People didn't think that shepherds were very important. So let's think about all those people who are ignored, who aren't treated fairly, who are on the edges of society. God, please help us to welcome and include everyone and to always work towards justice for all. Okay. And then we have the star. I'm going to stick the star here. There we go. Can you push that? There we go. Thank you. Now the star guided the kings. So let's just spend a moment thinking about how we can let God guide our lives. God, please always show us the right way to go. And then if the kings want to come up, and you can come on this side for me. Brilliant. You can be a king if you want. Let's think of all of those who are searching to find what they are looking for. Those who are searching for answers, for wholeness, for healing, for peace. God, please help all those who are searching. And then lastly, Ted, could you put the manger in the middle for me? It's just behind you. Brilliant. Yeah, put it in the middle. There we go. Thank you. Let's think about Jesus. What does Jesus mean to you? What does Jesus mean to you? God, thank you for sending Jesus to be with us and to help us. This Christmas and always, would you help us to share with others who Jesus is and how much he loves us. We offer you all of these prayers and all those that might have just been shared with you in our hearts this morning. Amen. Amen. Brilliant. Thank you all for your help in telling the story and your help in the prayer. You can take your headdresses with you if you want. You can leave them here, but you can take your seat if you like. Shall we give them a clap? Because they've been brilliant this morning, haven't they? And all those who have helped, brilliant. Now, I wonder how many of you might give or receive or eat a lot of these this Christmas. Some of you might not like them, but we definitely see them, don't we, a lot at Christmas. Now, I brought this with me because actually, when I was thinking about how to finish the service, this actually, I feel, sums up our Advent theme for us. So, I'm going to open it. Ready? If you look at the shape of this chocolate orange, what can it represent, do you think? Sorry?
The world.
The world, yes. It's a sphere, isn't it? It looks like the world. Now, for those of you who do enjoy eating these, what do you have to do before you start to eat it? Yeah, you have to break it, don't you? You have to break it. You have to batter. I'm not going to do it now because I'll probably make a mess. So you have to break it. You have to bang it. And that reminded me that Jesus came into the world, but he came into a broken world. He came into a broken world. And then once you've broken it, because you need to break it when it's still in the wrapper, otherwise it goes everywhere, you have to open it. Someone's got this. Yes, you have to open it, which reminds us that Mary and Joseph opened their hearts to God that very first Christmas. But the great thing about a chocolate orange is that it's meant, I say meant, to be shared. Which reminds us of the shepherds whose hearts were changed and shared about Jesus with everyone that they met. Ah, we're getting to the kings. And to share your chocolate orange, you have to engage with people. Slightly tenuous link, but you do. You have to engage with people to share it. You have to speak to people, or you have to be around people to share it. Which reminds us of the kings, whose hearts were engaged in God's mission to make Jesus, the saviour of the world, known to the world. And you know, we still live in a broken world today. There are still things that aren't right. But Jesus is here. And so as we come back to the heart of Christmas, let's remember that it's not just a story for Christmas, but for every day of the year. Let's allow our hearts to be truly open to God. Let's allow Jesus to change our hearts. And then, with the help of the Holy Spirit, let us engage our hearts in the mission to make Jesus the saviour of the world known. And if you remember that when you're eating your chocolate orange, well, it might help. And I'm not just teasing, by the way, with the chocolate. It is for sharing. There are chocolate orange segments out, or there will be, so please help yourself to one as you leave the service today. And as you eat it, just remember who is at the heart of Christmas. And let's remember to open our hearts to him, to let him change our hearts. And then let's engage our hearts and make sure that the rest of the world know that Jesus is here and that he is the saviour of the world. Sorry. I think somebody's excited about the chocolate orange. But let's finish our time of worship today by singing a really great Charles Wesley carol. I picked this one because it's good Methodist. Hopefully we can have a really, really good sing to finish this fourth service in Advent. So please stand as we join together with Hark the Herald Angels Sing. our Advent blessing and say this together. As we come back to the heart of Christmas, may God bless us, God touch us, God inspire us, God change us. Amen.